right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Commerce Casino here, and it is Conway and Whitman. We are live on 97.1 Free FM.
Right.
And everybody is having a kick-ass time here tonight. There are still about 300 people left in this tournament.
And they're playing hard, fierce competitors.
Yeah, look at that, man. What a swell crowd.
I said it, man.
Yeah, everybody is dressed casually to enjoy themselves.
For maximum enjoyment.
There might be 300 people left in the tournament, and there might be $1,000 worth of wardrobe in front of us.
Well, you know, total. People come to relax.
Yes.
You know, a lot of these dudes might have been at work. You know, they went home, got out of those work clothes, threw on something real comfortable, and then came on down to the Commerce Casino.
But that's what you do, Tom, after the show. You relax, right?
Yes, I do. Right. After the show, I do. I have a little wine, maybe a Merlot, and I do have some lamb, or I go to the Palm, and I have
Enjoy
a porterhouse, or I drive to Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
Where I have 20 acres and 5,000 square feet.
Wow.
And $2.5 million compound, and I'm very humble. And those are my attributes that I think women most admire, the fact that I'm humble. And I've got 20 acres in Santa Barbara. Thank you, dear.
All right. Yeah, Tommy, everybody, man.
Studs.
All right. I have a statistic for you here.
I'm bringing it on.
And again, we are live at the Commerce Casino. And there's still about 300 people left. And the person who wins this tournament, I believe, is getting... Hey, David, Mosikin.
Babo.
Is it $1,700 for the winner?
It's more than that, I think.
I believe it's $1,700 for the winner of this tournament.
$1,700.
And Jerry Wachowski's ass is still in it.
And don't forget the Ferrari for a weekend. So it's you're not just getting $1,700, you're getting a Ferrari to drive around for the weekend. You could score a lot of chicks in that Ferrari. And if I were you tooling around in that Ferrari,
yeah,
I would not say that I got it because I won a poker tournament. I would say it's mine.
Yes.
By Monday morning, she'll be in love with you. It won't matter anyway. You have to give the car back.
Yes. All right. Should we do another shot?
All right. We'll do another shot.
All right. I don't have a shot. All right.
Oh, you did that other one?
Yeah. Well, it was sitting in front of me. What am I going to do? Look at it? All right. Here's some cash to the lovely... By the way, folks, I don't know if you know this. This young woman right here, Gina Grad, everybody. Look at her. Wow. The biggest applause of the night is for Gina Grad, man.
You should have seen her at the Staples Center making out with some hot chick.
And she's drinking tonight.
So
everybody here has a shot at Gina Grad. Happy holidays. A big salute to Gina Grad. Look at that, man.
Come on.
Thank you. Salute.
All right. There she goes.
Drink everybody. That faster, will you? Honest to God, drink it faster.
All right. We're going to do a shot of vodka. Is that right?
Well, yes. Yeah, sure.
What do you recommend with lamb?
My
saddest moment was on the air at KCAL when I said to Tom, now, Tom, is it fowl?
No, Brian. Lamb is lamb, dear.
Did you know what fowl was?
I knew it was like fishy, not like chickeny.
No, but fowl is bird.
It's chicken.
Or it's, turkey or.
Right, yeah. No, but I've never had lamb in my life, so I didn't know.
But a lamb.
A lamb is, I know, is not a bird. I know that.
It's like a sheep.
I was live on the air, and I had a lot of pressure. I hadn't had a lot of sleep.
Is that the most embarrassing moment you've ever had on the air?
No. I've had many more embarrassing moments on the air.
Really?
One may be to come before 11 o'clock. Hey, come on with the drinks. I'm getting
Bomb.
Babe. What are you drinking there?
All right, I'm going to have a shot of vodka.
Vodka.
All right, here we go. Thank you very much, Harris. Major stud.
Oh.
And let's do this. Hold on one second. Salute, everybody. Hey, everybody, here we come.
Ba-boom.
All right. And take that big one. Oh, boy.
Rockin'.
Wow.
Oh.
Jesus Christ, man.
Got to get
seriously,
back.
Seriously, Aris, let me put you on the mic here. Are you getting this vodka from somebody's trunk in their car?
Just from the bar, guys.
Oh. A chilled shot, man. Please, once in a while. Come on, Aris.
My apologies.
All right, Aris, man, he is the best. He's the guy that keeps all of us moving up here.
Yes.
Excellent.
And the guy who's in charge of all of these remotes.
Uh-huh.
And this station could not survive and do remotes without that man.
That's right.
It's absolutely true.
That's absolutely right.
All right. Anyway, so as of 2006, I got a statistic for you.
But it's 2000. It's almost 2008, Tim.
I know, but the census is a little behind the times.
No one can say we're not doing a timely broadcast.
It is behind the times. The census, they do it every 10 years, and then they dribble out the stats.
All right.
Over the next 10 years.
Let's have it.
Here it is, according to the 2000 census.
That vodka.
And as of 2006.
Can that vodka's warm?
I know.
Oh.
Listen to this. The most common household type in the United States is people living alone.
Yeah, for the first time, baby.
For the first time in the history of the United States of America, there are 27 million American households that consist of one person living alone, which is redundant, compared to 25 million households with a husband, wife, and a child.
So 25 million doing what you're doing. How
27 million doing what you're doing. We got the bases covered.
I've said it all along. My lifestyle, more popular with the average American.
Yeah. Your Brian Whitman's lifestyle, which has led him to this this body, is more popular than being married with a child.
Right. Well, you know, this leaves me with more money to spend on myself.
Right.
It leaves me with more money to spend on hot chicks like these.
Right.
It leaves me with more money for a nice car, nice house. Oh.
The agita.
Got agita from the vodka, baby. I didn't want you to see me like this, but I feel like I'm going to die, baby.
I've never seen a guy sweat while he's right under the air conditioning vent in my life.
Oh, God. But again, you know, I was pretty well convinced that the single life, sure, was more easy, Sammy.
Right, Sammy, please.
I thought that the single life was, I've always said to you, was more popular in 2007.
It is.
But it's close. I mean, it's only a million or two difference, so it's almost.
But that's a major difference in this country. 27 million households have a single person living in them. 25 million have a husband, a wife, and a child.
Okay, this begs the question. Are there only 52 million households in America, or are there other smaller categories? Or
no, there are other categories. A husband and wife with no kids is another category.
And how many are doing that? Do we know?
I don't know.
All right.
A lot. But there are other categories. There's apartments. There's people who rent a house. I mean, there's all kinds of crap going on.
But I'm in the lead.
You own your home.
Yes, I do own my home, ladies.
And you live alone.
Yes.
There are more people like you than there are like me.
All right. Finally, I had to come to Commerce to get this validation.
But it's a disgrace.
Excuse me?
It's a disgrace.
Why is it a disgrace?
Because it is projecting selfish behavior.
You're a nut.
It is wildly selfish for you to not have a wife and a child at home.
Tim, let me say a few things to you. It is not wildly selfish to live alone because you haven't found the person you want.
You're not searching for that person.
Can I finish a thought, please?
You can afford to keep people in your home and you don't.
Can I finish? It is not wildly selfish if you haven't found that person to live alone in your home. It's actually quite
Brian.
Excuse me. Is it the Conway and Whitman show? Can I finish a sentence?
I don't know.
No laughing at me down there, sir.
Yeah.
Guys, sir, I'm being heckled.
By a guy in the band.
Is it? Now, I lost all train of. It's appropriate if you haven't found that person to live by yourself until you find that person. Why rush into something? Live by yourself. Enjoy your own company for a while. Might I say, my friend, that if anything is selfish, it might be selfish to get married and start producing kids when the world is already overpopulated and pop out another kid that's going to consume air and water and food. That might be selfish, my friend.
All right. Sure. Well, according to... are we going to up the antes here? Okay. Folks, we have an announcement here.
Yeah, man.
In the middle of Brian Whitman proclaiming that he has the best life on the planet.
I never said that.
We are going up to 200, 400 right now.
Yo.
200, 400.
Right.
The blinds are 200 and 400.
I could use 200, 400 right now.
All right. The callers will either support you or me, and it doesn't matter.
And by the way, you're my dear friend. I don't seek to insult you.
I'm not insulted. Okay. Not at all. But I'm going to try to convince you that having a child is the greatest thing that a human being could do on the planet.
Okay. And before we do that, actually, since we're kind of debating, I don't know if I can do another shot. I might fall over. I want to give you credit because for the last, you and I have been together on the radio for 2.5 years.
That's right.
It'll be 3 years in June.
Right.
Every Christmas we've been together, this is our third Christmas together. The first two Christmases, I took the position that it was ridiculous for a single guy to have a Christmas tree, to have Christmas decorations, to do all that, and you told me, no, you get in the spirit, and I fought you on that 2 years in a row.
And you broke down.
I broke down. I put up a beautiful Christmas tree. I have a wreath on the door, and I want to say to you, and it takes a big man to do this, my friend, you were right.
Thank you very much. When you get home, you look at that tree.
Yes, I lay on the couch.
Reminds you being a child.
Yes.
All right, now see, this actually...
Sometimes I weep.
This enhances my argument, because... your parents were great parents.
I have the greatest parents. They're in heaven now, but the greatest parents...
The greatest parents on the planet.
Yes.
All right. That is something that is inbred in you. If you have great parents, you will be great parents.
Well, if I could be a tenth of the father or mother that I had, I'd be a great mom or dad. A dad, specifically.
Listen to me.
I'm a little drunk now, too.
I never... Listen. Okay. All right. Brian's bombed. Right.
You were saying anyway about something about Christmas.
I was 50-50 on having a kid.
Right.
I always thought it'd be great to be a father, but I always knew that there would be a price to pay for having a child. Right? And I was, 50-50.
You sacrifice a lot of your own freedoms.
Exactly. Now that I have a child... Sophia.
Beautiful, the most beautiful girl
Thank you,
I've ever seen.
The only regret that I have is that I didn't have her earlier where I could spend more years being this consumed and this happy having a daughter. When she, runs to the door and says, daddy.
God bless
and
her.
And holds you and hugs you, it kills all of the other moments of her... taking a crayon and writing on the wall, putting a golf club through the TV set.
Screaming in the middle of the night.
Screaming in the middle of the night, waking up, urinating on me, crapping on me, throwing up on me, having a cold, having an excuse to get out of Vegas early because we can't handle it, a two-year-old.
It all goes away.
It all goes away. And when she hugs you and says, I love you, Daddy.
Yeah.
Everything else in the world means nothing.
Is your wife listening? Because I have a question that might be a little dicey.
Probably, yeah.
Should I ask it?
Doesn't matter. You're on booze. You get a free ride.
All right. When you come through the door and you get that hug from Sophia and she says, oh, daddy, and she hugs you, is it different, I'll use the word different, than the hug you get when you come through the door and your wife, your beautiful wife, Jennifer, hugs you and says, oh, honey, I'm so glad you're home. Is there a difference? Do the hugs, you react differently to the hugs? Is there a difference?
They're about the same.
Good answer.
They're about the same.
You're obviously not bombed yet.
Yeah. No, but my daughter absolutely loves my wife.
I know she does. I see it all the time. They're together. I see it.
She follows her. She holds her.
Yep.
She does this thing where she gooses her.
Yeah, it's cute.
She reaches under her butt and grabs her. And she loves my wife. Absolutely adores her.
And I see
she loves her mom.
And I see your wife as one of the greatest moms ever, because she loves
loves
her daughter. I mean, that relationship that they have, which I get to see firsthand sometimes, is a beautiful thing to see.
Well, listen, you can go through life one or two ways, and it doesn't matter to me.
Please,
I mean, I'm talking to everybody out there.
Right, but please don't trash my lifestyle after I've said so many nice things about your family.
I'm not trashing your lifestyle. Right. I'm saying you can either have kids or not, and to me, I'll sleep the same if you have nine or if you have zero. Right? It doesn't matter to me.
All right.
But you really have to experience what it's like to have a child, in my opinion. I was very anti-kids. I didn't want kids. I wanted to, you know, spend my life in Vegas, you know, get in my car and drive to Vegas with my wife.
That's how I feel now.
Yeah. And I wanted that, and I wanted nothing but that. And then once I had a child, it changes. Like, before you had pets.
I love my dogs. When I come through the door, though, I have to tell you, I know you're going to get crazy now and roll your eyes and, you know, you'll start presenting me to the audience as some sort of animal nut. But when I might throw up, by the way, when I come through the door and my dogs run.
You.
Oh, no, I can't do a third shot. I'll vomit.
Right.
When I come through the door and my doggies run to me and their tails are wagging.
Right.
And I get down on the floor and they jump on my face and they lick my face. I love it. It feels so great.
All right. Well, that will expand by a millionfold if you have a child. If you like that pleasure...
I don't like it. I love it.
All right. If you love that pleasure and you have a child, by a billion times, it will be greater. That's what I'm telling you. Now again, if you have a child, if you have 10, if you have zero, it's not going to affect my life. I'm just telling you my experience.
Will you think less or more of me?
I will think you have exactly the same. If you have 10, if you have zero, I think you're exactly the same.
All right.
But I'm just telling you, from a guy who never wanted them, to knowing tremendous fear and tremendous love for a little human being like that who comes up and grabs you and holds on to you and needs you like that, it's the best thing on the planet.
Yeah, but you said a tremendous fear. I don't want to be fearful.
Oh, yeah, I have tremendous fear.
Yeah, see, I don't want that.
Yeah, if anything happens, you know, to my daughter, the fear is off the charts.
Oh, actually, I have fear about my dogs.
Yeah, so you know fear already.
Actually, I do know the fear. Right, right, right.
Dog runs in the street. Oh, dog gets out.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh, Bobo.
Oh, my.
All right. Let's take some calls here. 27 million households have a single person living in them, like Brian Whitman.
That's right.
25 million households have a husband, a wife, and a child living in them. What's the best way to roll?
Yeah, ma'am.
520-9710 and 888-520-9710. We've got to take ourselves a small break here. We'll come back. We're live at the Commerce Casino. Conway and Whitman all night till 11 o'clock.
Yeah, ma'am.
And this party will be going on much, much later. Malibu Dan will join us shortly. And what can I say? We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. And come on down to the Commerce Casino. We'll be here till 11 o'clock, or at least 11, probably much later than that.
Yeah, ma'am.
Because there are some people who are still in the tournament. And speaking of guys who are great at cards.
Yeah, ma'am.
Nobody has a better mind for playing cards.
That's right, for that quick addition and adding up those numbers real quickly.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, Malibu Dan,
oh,
everybody. Look
here.
At that. Malibu yes. Dan.
Oh, it's so good to be home.
What
I love this place.
What a complete stud, dude.
Oh, dude. You know what? I haven't been here in about a year, and I got to tell you, it is amazing. It's literally jaw-dropping.
It's what?
Jaw-dropping.
It's No. Slowly.
Jaw-dropping.
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 It's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
It's what?
Jaw-dropping.
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 All right.
Jaw-dropping.
I would lose that from... Your sayings.
From your rap, I would take jaw-dropping.
Jaw-dropping.
Out of your rap.
But you know what I mean, right?
How would you spell it?
It's breathtaking. Well, I guess D-R-A-W, dropping.
Jaw-dropping.
It's jaw-dropping.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
When you use that phrase, what's dropping specifically?
Your draw.
Oh, your pants are dropping?
Yeah.
Your draw.
Well, it's...
No, I'm asking you a serious question.
A jaw-dropping. Is that what you're trying to get to?
What, how would you
it's
spell?
It's supposed to be a J-A-W?
Yes, Malibu
Dan.
Why
didn't you just tell me that, Babu?
Well, because I thought maybe in the 35 years you're on the planet, somebody had said it's not draw, it's jaw.
25 of those years
I
wasn't
around. You know where the saying comes from?
Where?
What do you think it? What do you think the expression is? Like, let me tell you something crazy.
Okay.
And you give me your jaw-dropping expression, okay?
All right.
Dude, I just won $6 million in Vegas.
That's jaw-dropping.
Oh, no. God almighty. The guy. No,
what are you talking about?
Try it with me, Tim.
All right. All right, Brian?
Yeah, hey, dude.
I just won $10 million on the lottery. See the jaw?
Oh.
See the jaw?
Yes.
It drops.
But what's that supposed to mean? But so what?
It's amazed. They're amazed.
It's amazement. Okay, all right.
Jaw-dropping.
Okay, jaw-dropping.
No.
No, not drawers.
Not
draw. Not jaw-dropping.
Oh, Bob.
Dropping.
It's like you're shocked.
All right. Malibu Dan joins us. Now, he's a father as well.
Yeah.
Father to the lovely Sarabella.
I am.
Who is very beautiful.
Yes.
Thank you. She is absolutely amazing.
And looks exactly like her mom.
She does look exactly like her mom.
Thank God, right?
Yeah. Her mom is very beautiful and looks exactly like her mom.
My wife's a fine piece of ass.
Yes, she is.
She really is.
Yes.
I like to call her a yummy mommy.
Yum. Oh, your wife is a piece of ass.
Now, did you want to have kids growing up?
Yeah, I did.
You did.
I know what. I actually want four kids.
You want more?
I do. I want four. But my wife told me the other day, true story, that she doesn't want to. Yeah.
Wow. Was that draw dropping?
So we compromised and we decided only have one.
That's not a compromise, my friend.
The one you have.
Yeah.
By the way, you've incorrectly used the term compromise.
But I got another aquarium, so I'll get more fish.
No. If you if you have one,
right,
and you want four,
right,
and she says no. A compromise would be like two.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, then we agreed on only one.
Right. Well, no, you have a great child.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, let's take some calls here. I don't know if you heard us earlier, but a recent statistic in the U.S. Census, 27 million homes in America owned and occupied by single people, 25 million homes owned and occupied by a father, a father, a wife, and a child.
So I'm in the lead. I mean, living by myself, I am in the lead. And every night I have to hear it from you about how my lifestyle is incomplete or somehow less.
Yes.
Do you feel complete, though, Bri?
Yeah.
I think you should be a great father. I really do.
Well, thank you so much.
I do.
I really do.
Thank you, buddy.
Please don't touch me. I'm just saying you'd be a great, no hugs. Just,
I'm
relax.
I'm done.
That was a good manly hug, though. Like, that was a good touch.
I thanked you. That was me being thankful for what you said.
Please. Squeezed.
All right. Brian on line two in Orange County. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Tim, Brian, Dan. How's it going, guys? Hey, I have to admit, I agree with Brian. Living alone is better. I mean, I'm currently married right now, and we've been trying to have kids. Last 2.5 years, I had a big accident with a paint can on the...
I can't hear you.
I had a problem with my reproductive organs, so I can't have kids right now. So we keep getting
What happened to the wiener?
You had a problem with your balls?
Oh, yeah. I dropped 4 gallons of paint on them.
Oh,
and, I remember you. You called us once before and said the paint fell from the shelf right onto your scrotal sack.
Correct. Yes.
And, how does that happen? We should get into details about that.
Well, I was up on that little ladder. Working at a hardware store, and a woman came up behind me and yelled. And you know how they have those flimsy boxes with four gallons in each box? Well, I had it balanced against my chest, and I jerked up, and the paint slid right out of the boxes. The boxes bent in half, and they fell right on the steel beam in my testicles. So,
well, that might be a way for God to tell you that you shouldn't have kids.
Yeah. But
could you sue for that?
I think I can, but I'm not allowed to talk about it right now. But
but one Yorkshire Terrier and two totally functional testicles.
hey, I've got I've got about 350 pounds of dog. I got a lab, an Irish Wolfhound, and a Saint Bernard. And every time I come home, it's great because they look at me like I haven't seen me in a year.
Isn't it the best?
But yeah, the lab gets behind me. The other two tackle me over her. Get me on the ground, then they just you know,
like a good night.
Yeah, no, you know what happens when I go
fun of the fact you have no balls?
No, when I go home, what happens is...
Well, they don't either, so...
No, dude, when I go home, what happens is the Yorkie gets in front of me, the Dachshunds get behind me.
Wow.
And then, you know, they, like, switch off. One of them gets behind me. And and they're jumping on me, and they're happy to see me.
Oh, I'm sure.
And then one moves away, and then the other one jumps up, and she's going, you know, scratching at me and loving that daddy's home. And the whole time, the Yorkie's just right in front of me, you know, and he just loves me, and I love him so much. And that's kind
of... Oh, wow.
And that's the way it goes.
All right,
dear buddy.
Steve, thank you for calling, man.
Well, what do you do with your... What do you do with your herd when you're about to get romantic with your lady?
Always in the other room.
Never around. You never have them around.
Never. No one who has dogs should ever have them in the bedroom when they're going to have an intimate moment.
Why is that?
Whitman 101.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. If you're going to have an intimate moment, I don't care what your pet is. Maybe if it's a cat, if it's a dog, you put them in the other room because it's like having a kid in the room. Would you, Dan, your daughter is how old now, Sarabella?
She's four, but I don't consider her.
Well, thank you for the answer. Would you have Sarabella in the room when you and your wife were going to get intimate?
Let me answer this for you.
Please, okay. Yeah.
I would say no, but guess what? Sarabella happens to be a human being.
Well, Tim... If you feel the way you do about
with thought process, with the
right, because my dog's
a mind of her own,
right, because my dog
be able to communicate and get credit cards.
Everything you said up until get credit cards, my dogs can do. They have minds. They can communicate. They have thought processes. They have all of that. I put them in the other room because if I'm
I couldn't believe it.
The dogs were in the room. No, what happens is, they want your attention. And if they see daddy given his attention,
right,
you know, old school, they get
jealous.
Mine
just gets active. But this is my deal.
You know,
before I got here,
another year?
A few weeks ago, a few days ago, my wife and I got into it, and Crenshaw, our dog, wouldn't leave the bed.
But you tried to make him leave.
We did, and it didn't work. So we did it with her there. We covered her with the blanket. She didn't move. So we did it with her there.
Oh, boy.
But then we also have Sarabella's mouse.
Oh.
And then we have the fish. So they're all there.
It's like effing at the L.A. Zoo.
Well, you Dr. Doolittle.
Sort of.
By the way, effing with Dr. Doolittle. No, by the way, Dan, I have a reality check for you.
It's like going to PetSmart and having sex.
A mouse and a fish. It's not what we're talking about. We're talking about Crenshaw
Jesus
is what
Christ.
We're talking about. We're talking about dogs and cats. When
I think about it, it is a little sick.
You're an idiot.
the damn fish and the mouse and the bed's knocking.
Oh, boy.
By the way, the bed's very, very loud.
Do you get naked in front of them?
Oh,
sure.
Yeah.
Sure. My dogs have seen me naked more than probably anyone else has ever seen me naked.
Is really? That right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Would you
stop it. I sleep nude, and you know that. I've said that on the show. And the dogs will sleep in the bed with me, so obviously...
I didn't know you sleep nude.
But let me ask you, when you got to go, number two...
Oh, no,
Are they out of the bathroom?
Yes.
They're never in the bathroom.
If they run in, I go, no.
Is that right?
Yeah, and they scoot out.
But don't they like that?
The smell?
Oh,
stuff?
God.
You know what?
I'm not having
no,
this...
No, dude, they're dogs.
You know what? I am not... having this conversation.
I mean, that's what they do with other dogs. They smell the other dog's butt.
Right, and I allow that, Tim. I allow them to do that to me. What do you think I am? Honest to Christ, do you think I'm a psychiatric patient? What? Really, honest to God, you think I have my dog sniffing my ass?
No.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I got a quick question.
What is wrong with both of you? I'm just saying that if I were you, I wouldn't kick them out of the bathroom.
Oh,
they might enjoy it.
You'd go for it and check it out?
Yeah.
I wouldn't, but the dogs might like it.
Get that F. They're like my kids.
Dogs like the smell of S. Have you not understood that in your life?
Not my dogs. You're a nut.
Is there enough room in your bathroom for all four of you?
That is so offensive.
No, hey, I got
it. By the way, I want to caution both of you.
Uh-oh.
It's like you're talking about my kids. All right?
All right, then I got a question for you.
So it would be like me saying to you, or to Tim about your daughters, and I would never do that.
How about this?
Have a little respect for me, goddammit.
I would let my dog come into the restroom, but not my kid. Tim, you let your cat come into the restroom, but not
my
Sophia.
Cat can sit on my lap while I'm taking a dump.
Yeah.
My kid cannot.
What about when
Unless
you...
she wants to.
All right.
We got to take a break here. When we come back, we have an interesting pot topic for Malibu Dan. And I got a question for Malibu Dan before we go to break here.
Yeah. I'm sorry. We have a hot pocket?
Hot topic. Hot pot talk.
Oh, hot pot talk.
How many
HPT.
How many people that you know, and you're in the pot world,
are
not smoking marijuana because it's illegal?
Not one. They all smoke because it's...
Right.
They all smoke because they enjoy it. Did I answer your question?
Yeah, but I think I can answer.
Are there people that are not smoking pot because it's illegal?
Do you know? Okay, very good. No. The answer is no.
No.
So you don't know one person who says, I'm not smoking pot because it's illegal.
I know a person who doesn't smoke pot because it doesn't do anything for him or makes him...
Right, but nobody doesn't smoke because it's illegal.
That's absolutely correct. Absolutely.
I think you're insane.
So you think people don't smoke because it's against the law?
Yeah.
So do you think they speed? Go fast in a...
Very good point,
Thank you. Because
the penalties for speeding are different from the penalties of getting
caught. Not if you're going over 100 miles an hour. It's a felony.
You're a master debater.
I understand that, dude. But I would say, like, for me, I would smoke pot if it was legal.
No, you wouldn't. You get paranoid. You don't like marijuana because of what it does to you.
Danny? I would smoke pot if it was legal. I just can't get by the whole illegal issue.
But it is legal. I've got a medical marijuana card on me right now. Detective Rudy, I would like
that's
to
that's pseudo-legal. I mean, the feds have not chimed in
but
on
doctor,
whether your certificate there but is legal for you to smoke marijuana.
But
a medical doctor has claimed that Dan has, what do you have, headaches?
I got a back problem, and I have trouble sleeping.
No, wait a minute. You don't have a back problem. You said you had migraines a few years ago.
That was 2 years ago, and now
it's expanding.
Yeah. But now, this is my question to you. If Detective Rudy or Detective Andy saw me with weed...
Captain.
Have some respect.
Saw me with some medical marijuana weed, and they brought my card out, would they go ahead and bust me? Now, there was a case just
recently. Let's ask him when we come back.
Okay.
All right, here's the Conway and Whitman Show. We are live at the Commerce Casino. Come on down. There are plenty of people still in tournament, and we are live on 97.1 Free FM. You do it, I'll do it, and Dan does, and see who can get the crowd the craziest.
Well, I think the third position is naturally going to be...
Then I'll go first. You want me to go first?
I'll go first. I accept the challenge. Randy, are the speakers up? Testing, testing.
I'm actually quite nervous.
Testing. You do it like this. Everybody in the house, make some noise!
All right. Malibu Dan?
Okay, I'll try it. Is everybody having a good time tonight?
You're not allowed.
Let me hear you say ho! Ho! Now let's hear everybody scream! Throw your hair up in the air!
All right, now my turn, right?
Now my turn.
Yeah, but I don't think you can do all those.
Why?
It's getting the crowd crazy.
Oh, I didn't know I could do that.
Pretty mellow crowd.
Now my turn, all right? How many people out here right now at the Commerce Casino, by sound of radical applause and screaming at the top of your lungs, would like to see Gina Grad take her top off?
Yeah!
That's not fair. That's not fair.
Thank you. Good night, everybody.
No, you broke the rules of the game. That's unfair.
Why is that unfair?
Because that wasn't the rules of the game.
You said the third person has the advantage, so you would go first.
I said, all you say is everybody in the house, make some mood. That's what you do, and then Dan's, say, ho,
and you're like, hey, Babu, who wants the Babu?
You broke the rules. I win, you're both disqualified.
But that was really good, though, Tim. I saw a blind man over there clapping. He's like, sure.
He was going to see him through Braille. All right. Thank you. You like that one, huh, Tommy?
Ha, 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 ha,
Tommy! Tommy! Let's hear for Tom Likas, everybody.
Thank you, boys. Thank you, boys. Come on now.
That's what I should have gone with. Instead of yes. Although Gina got a nice round of applause.
She sure, sure did.
All right, I kicked your guys' ass.
And her top is still on.
You guys are pissed because I kicked your ass.
You're disqualified.
All right. I can't believe how many guys are here in orange L.A. County prison jumpsuits and this prison stripes.
Yeah, well, a lot of them
is, sporting.
A lot of them are on a work release program, yeah. And
this is a place to come, huh?
Right. Well, they're the warden thinks that they're going to work.
All right. Look at Dave Mosique, and he's about to pass out.
Oh,
all right. We are live at the Commerce Casino, everybody. When we come back, the question we have for you, Tommy.
Yes, we do have a topic.
Yes.
And if you want to jump in, it's 520-9710 or 888-520-9710.
Right. If pot was legal, would you smoke it?
Good question, Tim.
I would smoke every day if it was legal. Because it's not legal, I refrain from smoking pot.
I'm going to take a different angle here. I don't smoke pot, and I've been offered the opportunity by, you know, Malibu Dan and Sam Phillips.
Sure.
I've been offered the opportunity. Yeah, yeah. I do not smoke pot, but it is not because it's illegal. I just am not into it.
See, I think if it was legal, it would take some of the paranoia away from it, and I would smoke it every day. So the question is...
And by the way, nobody hits a question in phone numbers. I've been in this business a long time. I've seen a lot of dudes hit topics and numbers. You really know how to do it.
Real natural, huh?
Yeah, but can I just say this?
Yeah.
Do you believe that if heroin was legal...
I wouldn't take heroin.
I'm not asking. If heroin was legal tomorrow by executive order... Hey, look, you know, time to make heroin legal. And he signs off on that. Do you think a large percentage of the population would suddenly start taking heroin?
No.
I agree with you.
No. But if pot was legal tomorrow, I think I would go out and celebrate with a joint. I'm just saying, that's me.
See, I wouldn't.
All right. If pot was legal, I mean, because it's illegal, does that keep you away from smoking weed? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We are live at the Commerce Casino on 97.1 Free FM.